Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Ever feel like your inner critic is running a 24/7 commentary on your every move? You know that feeling, right? That nagging voice whispering doubts, pointing out flaws, and making you question everything you do. Well, I'm Brandon Cole, and welcome to Calm Over Chaos. We're diving headfirst into the messy world of self-criticism and learning how to build the foundation of genuine self-love. Because let's face it, in today's hyper-connected world, where everyone seems to be putting their best foot forward online, it's easy to fall into the trap of comparing ourselves to others. We start focusing on what we lack, highlighting our perceived shortcomings, and letting the inner critic run wild. But guess what? That voice doesn't have to rule your life. We can learn to quiet the noise, challenge those negative thoughts, and build a stronger sense of self-worth. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey. First off, recognize that self-criticism is often rooted in fear. Fear of failure, fear of not being good enough, fear of judgment. Those fears can be amplified by societal pressures and unrealistic expectations we place on ourselves. Understanding the root cause of your self-criticism can help you address it more effectively. Think of it like this. If you're constantly putting yourself down because you're scared of failing, what are you really afraid of? What's at stake? Second, challenge those negative thoughts. When that inner critic starts its usual spiel, ask yourself, is this thought really true? Would I say this to a friend? Often, our self-talk is harsh and unfair, way harsher than we'd ever be with someone we care about. Third, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a loved one. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone has flaws. It's part of being human. Instead of dwelling on your shortcomings, focus on your strengths and celebrate your accomplishments, no matter how small. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. Focusing on the good things in your life can shift your perspective and help you appreciate yourself more. Take a moment each day to acknowledge the things you're grateful for: your health, your loved ones, your experiences. This simple practice can make a world of difference in your outlook. Finally, remember that building self-love is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, days when you feel more confident than others. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep practicing those strategies we talked about. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah. Sarah's got this amazing job. She's incredibly talented, but she constantly beats herself up over minor mistakes. She compares herself to colleagues, second-guesses her decisions, and lets the inner critic dictate her self-worth. Sound familiar? This is where those key takeaways come in. Sarah starts by recognizing the fear behind her criticism. She realizes it stems from a deep-seated need for perfection, a fear of letting people down. Next, she challenges those negative thoughts. When she makes a mistake, instead of berating herself, she acknowledges it, learns from it, and moves on. Sarah also practices self-compassion, talking to herself with kindness and understanding. She celebrates her accomplishments, big and small, and cultivates gratitude for the good things in her life. Over time, Sarah's inner critic starts to quiet down. She feels more confident, more secure, and more capable of pursuing her goals. Remember, this isn't about becoming someone else or suppressing your emotions. It's about cultivating a healthy relationship with yourself, embracing your strengths, and learning to love who you are, flaws and all. So, what's the takeaway here? Self-love is not a luxury, it's a necessity. It's the foundation for a fulfilling life, a source of inner strength and resilience. By recognizing the roots of self-criticism, challenging negative thoughts, practicing self-compassion, cultivating gratitude, and celebrating your strengths, you can build a stronger sense of self-worth and create a life filled with purpose and joy. I want to hear from you. What are some strategies that have helped you overcome self-criticism? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to Calm Over Chaos so you don't miss an episode. Remember, peace starts within. Until next time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.